9. Belgian Beers, Part 2. The selection of Belgian beers in our audio guide doesn't stop there. In Brussels, you will also find so-called spontaneous fermentation beers. This means it does not require the addition of yeast in the mash. Exposed to the open air, it's seeded with wild yeasts. It was a method of beer production before the cultivation of yeast, mastered during the Middle Ages. Today, it's used more often in Belgium lambic-type beers and gives an acid taste. Lambics are the only beers that experience spontaneous long-term fermentation. From 3 to 6 months, they are considered young, and from 2 to 3 years, ripe. Lambic can be drunk directly after making it, but it's primarily used as a base for preparing gurus, faros, and fruity beers. The garros is a clever mix of young and older lambics. It's then re-fermented in the bottle without adding yeast for about 6 months. The most famous brands are Mort Subite, Bellevue, Cantillon, and St. Louis. Fruity beers are made by adding fruit or fruit juice to lambic. The most famous variety is the Kriek, with a nice cherry flavor. Other beers use raspberries, peaches, blueberries, or even apricots. To make the faro, sugar or caramel is added to the lambic to cause a second fermentation. With a sweeter taste, this beer goes easily with many desserts and is excellent for thirst.